Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John raised his eyes to heaven and said, Holy Father, I pray not only for these, but for those also, who through their words will believe in me. May they all be one, Father. May they be one in us, as you are in me and I am in you. So the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one, with me in them, and you in me. May they be so completely one that the world would realize that it was you who sent me, that I have loved them as much as you love me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me, where I am, that they always see the glory which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Father, Righteous One, the world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you have sent me, I have made your name known to them, and will continue to make it known, that the love with which you love me may be in them, so that I may be in them. Love, goodness, beauty, truth, holiness, joy. The Gospel of John is made up of these buzzwords, these individual words that keep appearing in the gospel, keep recurring, like rocks in a sea, little rocks we can stand on. And they seem very separate, they seem like separate ideas. And in fact, that's true on earth. They are separate, they are apart. Joy, love, friendship, beauty. All these rocks in the Gospel of John, these individual things, are individual on earth. Here on earth there are many unities, many ways of being one in groups, in nations, families, parties, factions, tribes. Here on earth there are many beauties. What's beautiful to one person is not beautiful to another. And their friendships are also ways of being enemies of other groups of friends. And joy. Joy is not shared in this earth. Not one joy that mixes one. It's only in Christ that these many separate things become one. Because they are one in the Trinity, the true unity. We are one in the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. One in each other when we are gathered into that unity. That's not what's happened yet. It's not here yet. We're still seeking to unify all these beautiful words that speak of the greatness of life, of what we can be. Here on earth they are separate, but they are becoming one. They are becoming one in Christ. That's our faith, our hope, our love. So all the little rocks in the sea become one great rock that all humanity can stand on. A great mountain which we climb, and it climbs so far beyond the sea and its storms and its fearful separation, the dangers of the sea, the terrors of the sea. Because that too is a theme in the Gospels. How terrible the beautiful sea can be until we find a place to stand and be one. The great rock. In Christ. Love, beauty, joy, friendship, glory. All the things we seek become one. In Christ. They are one and many. The many beauties become the one beauty. The many friendships become the one friendship. The many loves become one in Christ. I'd like this homily to be entitled, Not Quite One Yet.